All right, everybody, Terrence Fopp here with another episode of Live from the Lair. And today we're going to be going over a few things, some comments I had from some feminazis who hate my guts. Are we all up to speed on the Whoopi Goldberg comments? All right, now I'm going to speak about old Whoopi. Now, she's a comedian, and I fancy myself as a comedian, although I don't have the stand-up experience that she does. And, you know, I understand she put her foot in her mouth. I got it. I'm not here to kick anybody while they're down. I don't appreciate that when it's done to me. And I typically don't like doing it to other people. But this needs to be talked about. In her comment, she stated that World War II is just white people killing white people, and from her, that's from her perspective, I guess. Okay, now, you know, we fall back on that saying, you know, my lived truth. Your lived truth is perspective, it's not the truth. Now, in Ms. Goldberg's case, I'm just going to say it, she radically overspoke her case on that and then doubled down on the stupidity. Now, anyone else, if they had any lighter skin than that, would have been fired immediately.
Have you ever wondered what a world run by leftoids would look like? It would be a living nightmare.
All employees with a criminal record are now entered into the lottery. The winners are allowed the honor of sacrificing their lives to decrease CO2 emissions.
People are okay with that?
But it turns out that the best way to stave off Marxism is to mock it relentlessly and creatively with movies like Tag Conspiracy.
And now, with only a 15 to 20% discharge error rate.
Whistleblower Brett Mauser is back with his most hilarious and cinematic effort to date. And you can support free speech films like this by going to notsosane.com.
Now let's do this!
Rent or buy a copy today. A link is in the Meat Gazer box.
When I was in high school, I hated history class. I took it because they made me. I took some history in college because they made me. Wasn't really interested in it until I started watching the History Channel. And there is some crazy ass shit that went on between 1901 and 1999 that most people have already forgotten, either because it's not being taught in schools or it's not, a lot of people think it's not relevant. Well, it is relevant because those who forget their history are doomed to repeat it. This is some documentation from the Holocaust museums that they have. And what most people fail to realize is it wasn't just the Jewish that were, you know, basically sought out and killed. Granted, they're the ones that got the most press, but when you go through the numbers here, which I'll show you here in a second, it gets pretty goddamn crazy. All right, now this is from the Holocaust Encyclopedia website, and, you know, it just goes through all of the craziness that went on during those from roughly 1934 to 1945 in Europe. They have a hard time actually coming up with exact numbers for the amount of people that got waylaid in, you know, World War II. Mainly because the Germans, like the last year of the war, were actively destroying records and trying to get rid of the evidence and so forth, because they knew it was coming and it wasn't going anywhere good. Now, up here are some examples of the documentation that they have in, you know, the files in regards to who got whacked and who didn't and why they got whacked and so forth. those are the records that remain to this day that go on about all the craziness that went on during World War II. Now we're going to go through the number of deaths. You have the Jewish here, which in my opinion, the Jews, it's a religion, it's not a race. So anyone can be Jewish. You just got to go through the, jump through the hoops of fire to get labeled as such. It doesn't really matter, you know, if you're born into it or not. Though I know in the Jewish religion, that bloodline is passed through the mother's line, not the father's, but it is, you know, it's neither here nor there. All right, so we have 6 million Jews here at the top. Soviet civilians, 7 million, including 1.3 Soviet Jewish civilians. All right, now we have Soviet prisoners of war, 3 million, including about 50,000 Jewish soldiers. So if you were a Soviet prisoner and you were Jewish, chances are you're going to the smokehouse and you're not coming back. All right, non-Jewish Polish civilians, 1.8 million, including 50,000 to 100,000 members of the Polish elites. Serb civilians, 312,000. That was in Croatia, Bosnia-Herzegovina. Well, wait a minute. Oh, that's right. That's the same area that we had something crazy go on in the 90s that was race-related. All right, people with disabilities living in institutions, up to 250,000. The Roma gypsies, between 250,000 and half a million. Jehovah Witnesses, 1,900. I guess they kind of got tired of having them knock on their doors in the morning. Who knew? And repeat criminal offenders and so-called antisocials or asocials, at least 70,000. German political opponents, resistance, activists in Axis-occupied territory, undetermined, and homosexuals, hundreds, possibly thousands, and they could be counted again under the repeat offenders, the 70,000. When you hear the Jewish people going on about the Holocaust, which was terrible, I wasn't there to see it. I grew up in Oak Park, Michigan, and I talked to, in my young childhood, probably a couple hundred people who survived the Holocaust who had the tattoos on their arms because there was a big Jewish community that lived in that area at that time. Okay. Now you have the Soviet civilians. That's 7 million. Prisoners of war, 3 more million. Non-Jewish Polish civilians, 1.8 million. All right, so what are we seeing here? Yes, the Jews got singled out, but they weren't the top of the pile. All right, the Nazis had a thing for the Soviets, and they went absolutely hog wild on those people. And nobody's talking about that. All right. Now, when you read a lot of the Nazi doctrine, it all talks about the master race and the Third Reich that'll stand for 1,000 years and blah, blah, blah. And they kept going on about this racial purity, even though they did not, I don't believe they knew about the DNA molecule, and they certainly didn't know how to read it, interpret it like they do today. Okay, so what I'm trying to say here in a roundabout way is Nazi Germany was all about terminating people in a very unsavory way in a goal to get to this, you know, mythical master race kind of thing. Now, unfortunately, do I think that's going to be the end of it? No. I have a feeling we're going to see something similar to this in the centuries to come. All right. You know, it might come down to blood types. You might have people who are been genetically modified and those who haven't, selective breeding programs. I mean, the possibilities are endless. Okay, now that is just something I'm envisioning down the road in the future. But this type of thinking is not going to go away. ever, in my opinion. All right, now we talk about the Jewish losses by location of death. You got Auschwitz, Treblinka II. I mean, these are crazy numbers here. Just imagine living in a time, or living today, where people are getting rounded up and taken away to camps, never to be seen again. And nobody really said anything. Nobody did anything. They just looked the other way. All right, now what we have going on today, in today's day and age, with the whole Likuf, is simply this. If you're one of the people out there who's going absolutely nuts when people don't wear their masks or they're not vaxxed, and you have no problem, you know, calling the cops and informing on people in regards to that shit, congratulations, you have the mindset of a World War II Nazi. This is just my opinion. You can get pissed off all you want. I don't care. This is some evil ass shit. And it needs to be called out. Not this time, not next time, but every single goddamn time. And you can see all the black and white pictures of all of the crazy Holocaust shit that went on. If Germany would have survived World War II, or if they had been victorious, you would have seen a lot more of this shit going on. Okay, now this mindset that the Germans had in, you know, the World War II time frame, they pretty much had very similar views going back hundreds of years. Now, when Germany colonized Africa, there is all kinds of data and stories out there about just the insane shit that the Germans did. They whacked all kinds of people down there doing fucked up shit. And that was before World War II. All right, so, I mean, were the Germans equal opportunity genociders? I'm going to have to say, if they had the chance, yes. But given the fact of their geographic location, and also that the rest of the civilized world was stacked up against them so they couldn't go nuts, if they had actually won and took possession of Africa, China, and so forth, this would have gotten way, way worse. All right, now I got somebody that asked me some questions in regards to facial recognition software. Moving forward, because of the prevalence of cell phones, and those cell phones now have very sophisticated imagery, cameras and imaging processing software, you're going to see facial recognition software blow the fuck up. Now, I know the alphabet agencies are already using it. Okay, I know that a lot of the bigger cities in this country, when they in-process you into the system, and they take your fingerprints, they take your picture, that picture is put into a facial recognition database. Okay, and that thing is huge. And they are coming up with ways to tweak it to make it go even faster. Now, in my opinion, ways to hide your face from facial recognition software. One, if you don't have to be in public, don't. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there that don't want to get involved and they want to stay to the sidelines and let things play out. That's just fine. That is your right and prerogative. But moving forward, when you start seeing whole mobs of people moving about in the battle space, because that's what I'm going to call it, when things are getting burned and smashed and people are getting beat and killed, it's a battle space because that's the kind of shit that happens in a battle space. You're going to have to be able to carry with you an object that you can quickly put on your face that will hide your silhouette and keep you from being basically identified. Now think about it. All of the craziness that took place at January 6th It took him a good 6 to 10 months to really start cracking down on those people, because a lot of them were walking around with their faces uncovered, and there you go. And that's on top of the cell phone thing, okay? Just carrying the cell phone pretty much gives your position away up to 3 feet. It's pretty damning. All right, so I am actually going to be researching this moving forward and putting together some techniques on how the common man can basically hide his face from the facial recognition software. Now, you can use that information for good, bad, or what have you. I'm just saying. I'm just putting out the information. That's it. Okay, I am going to read a little bit of hate mail that I got. Now, this was a much larger email, and I'm only going to read to you like maybe 2 or 3 sentences from the whole thing, because the rest of it was blame and shame, horse shit. It's all the same stuff. I get it over and over again. I'm kind of tired of it. All right, so this one says, and this is the part that, you know, you guys need to hear. You know, as a red pill creator who has been at this message for over 10 years, are you not concerned about the marriage and birth rates falling to unsustainable levels that you are actively promoting? All right, now there was other, like I said, there was other things in the email. I'm not going to read into it because I'm not going to answer insults with insults. I'm just going to address this with facts. And here they are. 50% to 60% of all marriages will end inside of 7 years. 80% of those divorces will be filed by the woman. If there are children involved, that woman will get custody of those children 85% of the time. And of the 15% that the man gets custody, 6 to 7% of the time it's uncontested. So in my opinion, you can just back those stats out. And it's like a 93-7 split. Now that doesn't seem fair to me. Men will overwhelmingly be forced to pay child support and alimony, and they will be actively pursued to do such. Meaning, they'll be thrown in jail. They can, if it gets the debt gets big enough, they can go to big boy jail and get charged with big boy crimes. Not to mention that being a man is now looked upon as being toxic, and if you're a white man, you're doubly toxic. Who in their right fucking mind is going to sign up for a program where you have a 60% chance of being turned into a indentured servant, lose half your shit, be subject to ridicule that and punished by the divorce courts based on no evidence, just on verbal accusations? And then you got to watch your kids grow up and fast forward. And, I mean, it's like a never-ending just beatdown. Not to mention that the men of today have watched 4 generations of men before them get crushed by the same system. And they're waking up in mass numbers and saying, I don't want to participate. I can't blame them for that. And it's not my fucking fault. All right, I did not pass all these laws. I did not put all this shit into action. I'm just talking about it. And if you're offended or if you're afraid, I don't care. These are the facts on the ground. This is not a perspective. This isn't a lived truth. This is the reality. And it is the same reality that is creating massive amounts of homeless men and driving many, many men to suicide, and no one ever talks about that. Another one here. All right. And this person, it was not a very long email, basically stating, I'm a poor example to the youth of today. I'm a toxic male, and I have no idea how to conduct myself as a man in the real world. Okay, now the person that wrote this particular email, in my opinion, is either the age 25 or younger. They don't have a lot of experience with the real world. Now, I grew up in a single mother household, and the lessons and the examples I followed from that train wrecked my fucking life. And I didn't wake up until I got divorced. There's a lot of guys out there who haven't woken up, who are still on the blue pill train, thinking that, you know, it's totally cool to sacrifice themselves and be the white knight and be the hero, the guy on the white horse, the armor, rolling to these women's rescue. I'm just merely stating that before you put on that armor and sharpen your weapons and get on that white horse and charge down that hill to go fuck some people up, ask some questions. How did the situation happen? Who set the situation up? What's going on here? Why are you being looked at to risk your life, limb, and safety for somebody else that won't do it for you? And being, you know, stating that I don't know how I'm a toxic male, you know, I can see how you get that. I mean, I say some reprehensible shit, hurt a lot of people's feelings, don't really care. So I'll take that. I'll take that title. I'm fine with that. Not knowing how to conduct myself as a man in the modern world. Bitch, I jumped into combat. 21 years old, Bravo Company 2nd Ranger Battalion. I stepped out of an aircraft at 435 feet, the pitch of night on December 20th. While getting shot at, and there were bullets coming through the side of the aircraft. Very rough night. Not to mention, I've led men in battle, in war. I've trained countless individuals, and forged many more. Okay, I know exactly how to be a man and operate in today's day and age. Just saying. Okay, now I talked about three subjects today. I covered some emails and some hate mail. It's not a real long one, but I just had to give my take on the whole Whoopi Goldberg thing, you know. And in my opinion, you're going to start to see the leftist media machine that's not making money start falling apart here soon, because it is operating in a capitalist system. And without the ratings and the money that comes along with the ratings to support them, they will inevitably collapse. That's just my opinion. And we'll see more of it moving forward.